Unit 12. Focus on listening. 2. The Itaipu Dam. You will hear part of a lecture on the Itaipu Dam in South America. Listen to the first part of the lecture and answer questions 1 to 5.
Hello and welcome to this, the fourth in our series of public lectures on big buildings. Today we're going to take a look at the Itaipu Dam in South America. You may not know too much about Itaipu, but it's been named as one of the 7 wonders of the modern world by the American Society of Civil Engineers. And in this lecture, I hope to explain some of the reasons why. Okay, let's begin with a few facts. First of all, where exactly is the Itaipu Dam? Well, it's on the Parana River, close to the border between Brazil and Paraguay. Construction began in 1975, and the dam was only finished in 1982. 2 years later, it started generating electricity, and it's now one of the largest hydroelectric power plants in the world. The total cost of building was $20 billion. That's right, $20 billion. In design, it's what is called a gravity dam, which means it relies on its immense weight for stability. The main section is made of concrete, actually 15 times the amount of concrete that was used in creating the channel tunnel between England and France. To give you an idea of size, the dam is 7.8 kilometers long with a height of 196 meters. The reservoir behind the dam is huge, almost 1,500 square kilometers, and the reservoir capacity is 1.02 trillion cubic feet. With such a massive capacity, no wonder it took 14 days to fill. The dam really is an amazing feat of engineering. Engineers actually had to change the course of the Parana, which is the 7th largest river in the world, and move 50 million tons of earth and rock in the process.
Now listen to the second part of the lecture and answer questions 6 to 10.
With any success story, I suppose there are bound to be a few problems. One is that the Itaipu Dam sometimes gets blocked with mud and silt, which is expensive to clear. But more seriously, this mud and silt carries bacteria, which can be transmitted in the water and cause illness in the people who use it. So it's essential the water's kept clean. The other main problem was that when the land was originally flooded to create the reservoir, they destroyed a large area of rainforest, which was home to many birds and other forest creatures, and sadly they died. Since then, however, 7 new protected areas have been created for wildlife. Okay, now before I go on, has anyone got any questions? No? Well, I'd like to look at the construction of the dam in a bit more detail. So, if you could all look at the cross-section of a dam on the sheet I gave out. Okay? Look at the left side, which is the side facing the reservoir. Can you see the point at the very bottom of the dam on the upstream face? That's called the heel. H-E-E-L, just like part of your foot. And the same point at the bottom of the downstream face of the dam is called... Anyone care to guess? That's it, the toe. Also like the toe on your foot. What else should I mention? Yes, the top of a dam. That's the part you can see above water, the crest. And then the base or ground on which the dam is built is the foundation. I think that's all you need for now. Now I've got a few more diagrams. If you'll just bear with me while I find out how to work this projector.